compare it for all I care, for instance, to a nuclear power plant, and you can't switch shit off. So, do you have any precautions in your procedures, or any solutions for that? If there, I mean, I know we're all advocating to deploy DNSSEC, and here I am standing. How do you switch it off? But if you have to, switch it off, and there is no signed route yet, right? Because that'll help you switching it off. But if you have to switch DNSSEC off, how do you go about? Have you thought about that question?
We rather not think about it.
I'm sorry, I did not understand. You already?
No, we rather not think about it at all.
Oh, okay.
We have been giving it some thought, but we simply lost control over which resolver operators use .sc as a trust anchor. There are too many.
Yes. Not too many. There's a lot. There's never too many. Now, of course, this problem will partly go away, and I think Rick Lamb will give a session later today about getting the route signed. For us, for Nominet, this problem will go away because we simply say if the route is signed, configure the route key, right? And we, as Nominet, as .uk, we can switch off the DNSSEC by pulling the DS record from the route zone. Of course, it doesn't solve the problem for ICAM, but that's another layer. So this is basically our current mindset. But I'm hoping that we can find some technical solution to independent off route switch DNSSEC off. There's some language in RC 5011 which deals with trust anchor management. That might help, but I haven't seen this tested. We haven't tested it. So I'm just curious if this is in the mind of the techies at several TLDs. But yeah, you already commented it's not on your mind.
Well, I think it's the same. Once you deploy the DNSSEC, you really cannot turn it off. It's almost the same like saying turn the DNS off. Once you deploy the DNS, you cannot turn it off, and this is the next step. And well, if you deploy the DNSSEC, you have to keep it forever.
Okay. I completely disagree with that. But okay. Go ahead.
This is Lars Lehmann from Autonomic. I would like to respond to that because Roy has raised an interesting point, but I wonder if the approach is really correct. I would argue that what you need to look at is not a way backward, but another step forward. What's the next step after DNS? What's the next step after DNSSEC? Because as you have mentioned, how do we switch off DNS entirely? How do we switch off IP version 4? I mean, we don't. We're stuck with it. So rather look at what do we need in the next step to be able to step away from DNS, but we need to step into something else. And that's where I think the focus of our attention should be.
Do we have any more questions? Okay, I think we're done now. So there is coffee served outside. I will continue in about 30 minutes.
Yeah.